Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to be able to share this special time with you today. Today, we're going to use the fifth dimensional solar violet flame to further prepare for the influx of light that we will receive during the December 2012 solstice, which will take place December 21st and 22nd. This is an incredibly important moment in time for this precious planet. This is the moment that we've all been preparing for lifetimes. As you listen to this online radio broadcast today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we're co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as the open door through which this light from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We're going to function in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to this unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we'll work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of our Father, Mother, God flowing from the very core of creation through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The information we're going to be sharing today is being given to us by the Company of Heaven. This full momentum of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame is a gift of the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God. This flame consists of the sapphire blue essence of our Father God's divine will, power, and authority, and the crystalline pink essence of our Mother God's divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. This fifth dimensional solar violet flame merges together into a magnificent expression of God's infinite perfection. The divine intent of this gift is to give each of us the ability to quickly transmute the negativity that's being pushed to the surface all over the world. As the light of God increases on earth through every heart flame, everything that conflicts with that light is being pushed to the surface to be transmuted back into its original divine perfection. The most powerful tool to transmute this negativity back into light is the fifth dimensional solar flame of God's infinite perfection that we will be using. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. For the past few weeks, we've been focusing on the fact that we are in the midst of a momentous event on this planet that each and every one of us have been preparing to participate in for literally eons of time. I'm delighted that you are awake and that you have volunteered to help lift humanity and all life evolving on this sweet earth up the spiral of evolution to the next octave of our learning experience. On 12-12-12, December 12th of this year, our Mother God, and her exponents, representing the Divine Feminine throughout all creation. God victoriously, joined with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, to co-create a force field of divine love that is now enveloping every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on earth, and filling all of the spaces in between the particles and waves of life. This force field actually created a multidimensional and multifaceted womb of divine love and a birth canal of divine love, which will assure Earth's safe passage up the spiral of evolution and the birth of the new Earth in the realms of cause. This force field of divine love is pushing everything to the surface that conflicts with God's love. So there are a lot of very difficult things appearing on the screen of life all over the planet. Our responsibility, yours and mine, and every other awakening person on this planet, is now to invoke the new fifth-dimensional frequencies of the solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection, and ask that this sacred fire quickly transmute the surfacing negativity so that we will be ready to receive the unprecedented influx of light that we will experience on December 21st and 22nd when the Earth aligns with the galactic core of the Milky Way. This will occur during the solstice. Now today we're going to utilize our various lifetimes worth of preparation to do just that, to transmute the negativity that is surfacing all over the planet. Together we're going to invoke the most intensified influx of this gift from our Father, Mother, God, the fifth dimensional solar violet flame that cosmic law will allow. You may not truly comprehend on a conscious level all of the details and the various levels of your lifetime's worth of preparation that you've been through in order to be able to assist humanity and all life on this planet during this cosmic moment. But I assure you, your God self, your I Am Presence, knows exactly how you can be the most effective instrument of God during this unprecedented shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness. You have an important part to play in this cosmic moment, or you would not be an embodiment and you would not be receiving this information during this critical time. So after we complete our activity of light today, throughout this week as we move forward toward the solstice, take time to ask your I Am Presence for guidance about what you can do to assist humanity during the December solstice on the 21st and 22nd. Remain in a state of listening grace after you make that invocation, and respond according to the inner promptings of your heart. Listen to your heart. Respond to the opportunities that are being magnetized into your sphere of awareness. There are really myriad events taking place all over the planet. So pay attention and see which events resonate in your heart. Then make the choice to join either physically by attending the event yourself or by joining in consciousness by adding your light from wherever you are on the planet. When we join together, either physically or in consciousness, the company of heaven has been granted a cosmic dispensation that allows them to amplify our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Just imagine, that means that with every call for assistance we make, our efforts are amplified as though there were 1,000,000 people making that call. This gift of divine grace will exponentially expand the light we are capable of adding to the world during this cosmic moment. So please, stay focused. Be in your heart. Keep your energy harmonious, balanced, and focused on the light. Please do not let this opportunity pass you by. I'm going to be participating in two events that I'd like to invite you to participate in. So please listen to this following information carefully and see how these events resonate in your heart. On December 20th, from 7 to 9 p.m. Tucson time, which is Mountain Standard Time, we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have organized an activity of light that will take place in Tucson, Arizona at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, which is 7000 North Resort Drive. During this activity of light, we're going to create the safety net for the cosmic events that will take place during the December solstice, December 21st and 22nd. This event is going to be free and open to the public. So if you're in the area and you would like to attend, please do so. This will be on Thursday, December 20th from 7 till 9 p.m. And this again, if you're tuning in from other parts of the world, tune in anytime on December 20th, knowing that we will be working in the eternal moment of now. But if you want to physically be there, it will be 7 to 9 p.m. Tucson time at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, 7000 North Resort Drive. These energies will begin coming into the planet actually at 2 p.m. on Thursday, Tucson time. 2 p.m. Tucson time is when the sun crosses the dateline at the Canary Islands right outside of New Zealand to begin the first impulse of the December 21st solstice. During the activity of light that we're going to have at Ventana Canyon Resort on December 20th, we will unite with the Company of Heaven and light workers around the world, and together we are going to co-create the sacred space for the greatest influx of light humanity and the Earth have ever experienced. We will form a chalice of light that will cradle the Earth and serve as a particle accelerator to prepare every man, woman, and child at an atomic, cellular level through his or her physical, etheric, mental, and emotional body, and also the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, the strata of Mother Earth as well, to safely receive the monumental influx of light that we will receive when the Earth aligns with the galactic core of the Milky Way during the December 20th, 21st, and 22nd solstice. Now, what's important for us to really understand is that this event occurs once every 26,000 years, but the shift of the ages that we are in the midst of occurs once every so many million years. The second activity of light I'm going to participate in will take place on December 21st and 22nd, and I've been invited to participate in a very powerful event that will take place in Sedona, Arizona, at the Hilton Hotel. Now, Sedona is a powerful point along the Earth's crystal grid system, through which the fifth-dimensional crystalline solar light from suns beyond suns beyond suns will flow during the December solstice and the galactic alignment. The event is called the Sedona 2012 Festival, and you can Google that and search it and go directly to the website. But I'll give you the website address as well. It's the Sedona 2012 Festival. And the website address is www.thesedonanowagefestival.com. The Sedona Now Age Festival.com. On December 21st and 22nd, 2012, the Earth will align with the galactic core of the Milky Way. This is going to open a portal of light that will extend from the very heart of our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. And this portal of light will open into the divine momentum that is pulsating in the center of the Earth. This influx of light will flow through God's all-encompassing divine matrix to bless every particle of life on this planet. The divine matrix is the body of our Father, Mother, God, within which all creation lives, moves, breathes, and has its being. This influx of light will begin the process that will birth the new Earth through our planetary force field of divine love, the birth canal of love, and the womb of love, birthing the new Earth in the realms of cause. This will be Earth's new beginning. From that moment forth, the patterns of our newly birthed planetary cause of divine love and the renaissance of divine love will easily flow into the mental and emotional strata of Earth. Humanity will then be able to easily tap into these patterns of perfection. Then, through our thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs, we will bring these patterns into manifest form so that they will tangibly become part of our physical reality in this physical plane of Earth. These patterns contain the viable solutions for every humanly created malady existing on Earth. The birth of the new Earth will accelerate the awakening of even the most recalcitrant souls, thus causing a shift that will take place in the energy, vibration, and consciousness of each and every one of us. This shift will reflect a new level of understanding that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. Humanity en masse will begin to realize that what affects one part of life affects all life. From this new awareness, people will be inspired to work together to create win-win solutions that will benefit every person and enhance the existence of every facet of life on Earth. This is truly monumental. Please be the instrument of God that you volunteered to be prior to this embodiment. This is why you were given permission to embody on Earth. This is your purpose and reason for being. So once again, on December 20th, there will be an event called the Shift of the Ages that will occur on Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, 7000 North Resort Drive in Tucson, Arizona. Then on December 21st and 22nd, 2012, there will be an event called the Sedona 2012 Festival that will take place in Sedona, Arizona at the Hilton Hotel. And you can go to the website, www.thesedonanowagefestival.com. So please join with me now, and we're going to invoke the most intensified activity of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame that cosmic law will allow. We are joining together with lightworkers all over the world, and I'm going to be stating these invocations in the first person so each of us can experience them individually and personally in our own lives. But we are serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity, for we are one with every man, woman, and child on earth. We invoke the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, knowing that this activity of light will take place through his or her I Am presence in perfect alignment with the divine plan for each person and the highest good for all concerned. And we begin. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Through the beloved presence of God, I am now blazing in my heart. I invoke all of the legions of light throughout infinity who are associated in any way with the fifth dimensional frequencies of the solar violet flame. On behalf of myself and all humanity, I am now blazing the fifth dimensional frequencies of the solar violet flame through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth that is vibrating at a frequency less than the harmony and balance of God. Every electron of energy that is being pushed to the surface at this moment that is less than the perfection of my Father, Mother, God is being instantly transmuted back into light. Beloved, I am, now look into my life and the lives of all humanity and see what yet remains to be balanced by us to any person, place, condition, or thing we may have wronged at any time, in any way, for any reason whatsoever, either deliberately or inadvertently. Beloved ones, reach your great loving hands of light now into all of the positively qualified energy we have ever released throughout our earthly sojourns, and draw forth 1,000 times as much perfection as we have ever done wrong. Fashion from this substance of perfection a gift of divine love, whatever is necessary to balance this negative energy that is now gathered by my I Am presence. Balance every debt we have ever created which still remains unpaid to any part of life, both known and unknown, through all time frames and dimensions. Beloved, I am, I ask you to forgive every person, place, condition, or thing which may have wronged us in any way, and balance all debts owed to us by any part of life in any time frame or dimension, known or unknown, throughout all creation. I accept that this activity of purification has been God victoriously accomplished with full power. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am, and so it is. Now, in the name and by the power and authority of the presence of God, I am pulsating in every person's heart flame. I invoke the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth and ask them to intensify this fifth dimensional solar violet flame. Expand this light into the frequencies and might of a thousand suns and blaze it in through and around every electron that makes up the atoms of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. And the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies within the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the bodies of beloved Mother Earth. Hold this solar violet flame sustained and double it each hour until these earthly vehicles are fully assimilated into the perfection of our fifth dimensional crystalline solar light bodies. Beloved legions of light, expand and intensify daily and hourly the mightiest action of this solar violet flame. Blaze it through all nations, through all races, through all cultures, all creeds, and all religions in every country of the world. Blaze the solar violet flame through every person's home, their place of occupation, and through their overall environment until the perfection of the new earth is a manifest, tangible reality for every person, place, condition, and thing evolving on this planet. Expand and expand and intensify daily and hourly the mightiest action of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame in, through, and around the cause and core of the created centers of all doubt and fear in the earth, on the earth, and throughout the atmosphere surrounding the earth. Transform these created centers into expressions of God confidence, trust, hope, and inner knowing. Now expand and expand the violet fire of purification and transmutation in, through, and around the landed surface, the waters, and the peoples of every country, province, state, city, town, and hamlet in the world. Establish a mighty focus of the fifth dimensional solar violet fire in the etheric realms over each of these locations and intensify this purifying activity of light daily and hourly with every breath I take from this moment forth, until this planet and all her life are wholly ascended and free. In the name, love, wisdom, power, and authority of the beloved victorious presence of God, I am pulsating in every person's heart. I speak directly to the heart of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame. Sacred fire, enfold me in a purifying, forgiving, healing substance of your light, which causes the consciousness and the feeling of divine love and freedom to flow through me constantly to bless all life on this sweet earth. Let this peace purifying essence saturate the atmosphere wherever I live, move, breathe, and have my being, so that its miracle-working presence will give tangible proof of the fifth-dimensional solar violet flame to all humanity. Beloved violet flame, direct legions of your angels of the violet fire to blaze the flame of forgiveness and freedom into the heart of every evolving soul, so that we will all learn to use our light to the fullest in our service to life and to the cause of freedom and perfection as we birth the new earth. Beloved victorious fifth dimensional solar ride of fire of freedom's love, I love you, and I do now most earnestly and sincerely call you into dynamic action. Perpetually blaze your transmuting flame into the beings and worlds of every man, woman, and child on earth, enabling each one now to know that your healing presence will always bring happiness and release from anything that is not of the light. Enfold every person on this planet in the power of your sacred violet flame and transmute all imperfection in every person's life in divine order with their divine plan through divine love. And so it is. Now, I invoke the law of forgiveness. With the full power of my beloved I Am Presence and the I Am Presence of all humanity, the violet flame of eternal mercy, love, compassion, and transmutation now expands through the fifth-dimensional solar frequencies of the violet flame. Through this increased and intensified activity of the violet flame, I forgive every person, place, condition or thing that may have wronged me in any way, at any time, for any reason whatsoever. I now love free all debts owed to me by life everywhere. I do now invoke God's infinite law of forgiveness for myself and all humanity, for any misuse of God's gift of life through my thoughts, words, actions, feelings, or beliefs since the beginning of time. Forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. And as I am forgiven, I send forth the gift of love to balance all debts to any facet of life which I have created that still remain unpaid. I am grateful for the law of forgiveness. I am loving all life free from the wheel of cause and effect before it can act, manifest, or longer be sustained. I accept this done with full power through the presence of God. I am pulsating in every person's heart. I accept this done as God in action, and so it is. Now I invoke the beloved silent watchers, which stand over every city, town, and village on the planet. Beloved silent watchers, holding the immaculate concept of the divine plan for each location, I ask that you reach out your great loving arms and raise up a limitless number of individuals in your location who will awaken to the reality and power of the violet flame and faithfully use this sacred gift from the heart of our Father, Mother, God to continually transmute the misqualified energy surfacing in that location. See that each individual completely understands the full importance of the opportunity that is now being offered to them to free themselves and all life evolving on Earth from this surfacing negativity. I decree that their conscious acceptance and the use of this mighty, powerful, sacred fire from the heart of God will cause to be established within and over every one of these locations great foci of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, through which the inner bodies of all of the people in these various vicinities may pass each day. I ask this in God's most holy name, I am, and accept it victoriously accomplished through the I Am presence pulsating in every person's heart flame. I am, I am, I am the violet flame of freedom's love. O beloved victorious violet flame of freedom's love, I love you. I do now most earnestly and sincerely call you into action. Enfold me in your heavenly presence, substance, and the power of your light. Lift me into the infinite perfection of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. In your great wisdom, release to and through me now these patterns of perfection that I may bring them into tangible, manifest form in the physical plane of earth to bless all life. I thank you for your acceptance and for the gift of this magnificent sacred fire. Beloved presence of God, I am within me and in all humanity, and all great beings, powers, and legions of light associated with the fifth dimensional solar violet flame of God's cosmic forgiveness. Come forth now. In the name and by the power of our Father, Mother, God, I call forth the violet flame of cosmic forgiveness to flow out from cosmic sources and to penetrate into the atmosphere of Earth. Transmute, transmute, transmute all that is not of the light. Cause, core, effect, record, and memory before it can act, manifest, or longer be sustained. Every particle of life that is being pushed to the surface through this cosmic activity to be transmuted into light, I ask that this be God victoriously accomplished now. Replace these negative patterns with the full power of the cosmic flames of freedom and illumination until Earth's victory is assured and the new Earth is a tangible reality in the physical world of form. I so decree it in God's most holy name, I am. Now, through the power of the solar violet flame of 1,000 suns, I expand the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I now invoke the goddess of liberty, who takes her strategic position at the cardinal point to the north of this planet. I invoke the goddess of divine justice, who takes her position at the cardinal point to the east. I invoke the goddess of freedom, who takes her position at the cardinal point to the south. And I invoke the goddess of divine victory, who takes her position at the cardinal point to the west. The silent watchers for the planet Earth and all her life are taking their strategic positions above every location on the planet. And the mighty guardians and cosmic beings who are assisting humanity at this time from inner levels with the establishment of the patterns of perfection for the new Earth take their strategic positions within the auras of every man, woman, and child on the Earth. Blessed ones, come forth now and blaze forth the most powerful cleansing activity of the violet flame that humanity and the Earth are capable of receiving during this cosmic moment. Make this the most intensified purification that cosmic law will allow. The final stages of preparation for the influx of light the Earth will receive, unprecedented in the history of time, during the alignment with the galactic core of the Milky Way on the December solstice, December 21st and 22nd of 2012. To accelerate this activity of light exponentially, I open the stargate of my heart, and I am instantly the open door for the most powerful fifth dimensional frequencies of the solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection that the Earth has ever experienced. This violet flame pulsates through my heart flame and the heart flames of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the Earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. The violet flame blazes in, through, and around all inharmonious actions, all lower human consciousness, and all obstructions of the light that any person, place, condition, or thing has ever placed in the pathway of life's perfection on this planet. Through the divine power of forgiveness, forgetfulness, divine love, and healing, the violet flame transmutes this discordant energy, cause, core, effect, record, and memory, now and forever. The silent watchers over every country, state, city, town, village, and hamlet on the planet expand this light flowing through the I Am presence of every person in each location. Each of these light workers now understands through a new level of comprehension the full importance of this sacred gift, now expanding from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, to help free humanity from all human distresses. Each one now understands that the conscious use of this mighty power from the heart of our Father, Mother, God will cause to be established within each one of their heart flames a momentum of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame that will perpetually transmute the surfacing negativity until every misqualified thought, word, action, feeling, or belief that has ever been released since the initial impulse of humanity's fall from grace will be transmuted continually into the light until the new earth is a tangible reality through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life existing on the new earth in our new solar reality. Now, through the clarion call of the I Am presence of all humanity and the legions of light throughout infinity who are serving as representatives of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame, begins to expand the violet flame and expand this activity to the most intensified frequency of the violet flame the earth has ever experienced. This magnificent force field of the violet flame now merges with the immortal victorious threefold flame blazing in every person's heart. And as it does, it explodes into a tremendous starburst of light that envelops every particle of life evolving on this planet. This violet flame is blazing with the intensity and power of 1,000 suns. And the I Am presence of each person now invokes this light. Beloved legions of light associated with the fifth dimensional solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection, collectively as one heartbeat, one breath, one heartbeat, one energy, one voice, one vibration, and one consciousness of pure divine love, we ask now that you blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of every man, woman, and child evolving on this sweet earth. Until every person individually acknowledges and accepts the immaculate concept of all life and every one of their expressions is a healing benediction that blesses all life. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all incoming babies, the children, their parents and guardians, until all youth are raised up in energy, vibration, and consciousness to carry out the directives of their I Am presence. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all youth centers and activities, all schools, colleges, and universities, through all leaders, teachers, instructors, and professors in every line of endeavor, until the flame of God illumination and enlightenment is manifest and eternally sustained. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all religious and spiritual teachings, all religious institutions, so that divine love, truth, tolerance, and universal sisterhood and brotherhood will quickly manifest as we experience the oneness and reverence for all life. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all doctors, nurses, healers, hospitals, insurance companies, pharmaceutical conglomerates, and every institution associated with healing of any until divine mercy, compassion, and healing are tangible realities for every evolving soul. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all banking and financial institutions, all economic systems, all money, and the people associated with monetary interactions of any kind, until every person on earth is openly demonstrating true integrity, honesty, generosity, fairness, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all places of incarceration and all employed there, through every correctional institution and every judge, jury, and court of law, until divine justice is manifest and eternally sustained. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all space activities throughout the world, until every nation unites in cooperative service, so that God's will may be manifest with our sisters and brothers throughout the universe. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity, until all disease and human miscreation, its cause and core, is dissolved and transmuted into purity, vibrant health, and physical perfection. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the food and water industries, and through all of the food and water used for human consumption, until every particle of water and every molecule of food is filled with light. Empower this elemental substance to raise the vibratory action of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, until physical perfection becomes a sustained, manifest reality for every human being. And blaze the light of 1,000 suns in, through, and around every remaining electron of precious life energy, until the immaculate concept of the new earth is manifest and all life evolving here is wholly ascended and free. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. I am a force of the violet fire, more powerful than any human miscreation. I am inbreathing the fifth dimensional solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection into my heart center, where it is permanently anchored within my heart flame, to increase daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow with every breath I take. I breathe this sacred fire out through my heart chakra into the core of purity in every person, place, condition, or thing in my life and the world and all creation, whether it is conscious or unconscious, past or present, through obvious choice or through karmic liability. As this sacred fire now floods the earth, the violet flame transmutes every electron of precious life energy that conflicts with the perfection pulsating in the patterns of perfection for the new earth. This violet fire is loving free every point of life throughout all creation. I am free. I am free. I am eternally free. And so it is. I now return my attention to the room, becoming aware of my physical body, knowing that I am a force of this violet fire, continually and perpetually, until all life on this sweet earth is wholly ascended and free. I inhale and exhale, becoming aware of my physical body, and I gently open my eyes as I integrate back into the physical plane. Precious Heart, thank you for being a powerful instrument of God on this planet. Stay focused in the light, and please join with us again next week as we continue to add to the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.